I don't know whether God can forgive me or not for what I have done. That's what the man in front of me said. He was a murderer. Oh, he had paid his so-called debt to society. He had spent years in prison, and he had many other things because he had been a career criminal at the time. And with repentance must come the faith that God will forgive us, believing that God can and will, through the blood of Jesus Christ shed for our sins, forgive those sins. We live in that faith every day. You see, we need to believe God's promises. Listen to what it says in chapter 55 of Isaiah, verse 6. Seek you the Lord while he may be found. Call you upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. You see, a lot of us think that won't make sense. How can a murderer be forgiven? What about the victim? What about justice? It just doesn't seem right. And sometimes in our own mind, it just does not seem to make sense. And we can't believe that. But listen to what God says when he goes on from saying God will have mercy on him, he will abundantly pardon. And God says this, verse 8, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You see, the Lord says, when we think that God cannot forgive our sins and will not forgive our sins, we're not thinking like God thinks. We're thinking as human beings. Grace is truly amazing, and we live in that grace every day. I don't know if you're struggling with any kind of sin that has plagued you down through the years. We need to get right with the law or right with other people as much as we can. I think that's a part of repentance. But getting right with God includes believing that he can take our sins, for he has promised, no matter what they are, he will forgive the repentant person. Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you have forgiven my sins. I believe that you can and do forgive sins. Mine, even my sins, even all those embarrassing things. People have not forgiven me, for you have. Thank you, O Lord. Your grace is amazing to me. Oh, Jesus, thank you for paying the price, for going the whole distance for me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen.